Hello and welcome to this edition of Happenings at 2715. My name is Kirk Gibson, and with me today is IHSA Assistant Executive Director Stacy Lambert. Among Stacy's responsibilities at the IHSA is that of volleyball administrator, and with the 2017 volleyball season underway, it's a great time to get caught up on what's in store for the upcoming season. So Stacy, welcome to Happenings.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Well, we're happy you're here. You know, as we think about the new season that's upon us in all sports, a new season brings about new rules. So are there any rule changes for the upcoming season fans need to know about?
There are a few rule changes, but mostly they deal with responsibilities of our officials, not anything that I don't think fans are going to, you know, outright notice. A couple things that are going to be happening, I would say, off the court that fans may notice would be a change in our postseason schedule. Traditionally, we've done a Tuesday-Thursday sectional with a Saturday super sectional, and this year we're going to be going to a Monday-Wednesday-Friday model, so our super sectional matches are all going to be played on Friday. We're hoping this alleviates some of the stress that schools had experienced in the past with their football team still playing. Maybe their soccer team advanced to the soccer state finals, or they had kids running in cross country and they were being pulled in multiple different directions to try to get to that volleyball super sectional as well. So I think fans will notice that, but I'm not sure that there's too many other major rules changes that your common fan will pick up on.
You know, that's probably a good thing. If I remember correctly, weren't there a lot of changes last year at the volleyball rule book and stuff of that nature?
We had a big uniform rule change. It has been a little stressful for some folks, but we've gotten through it. So it's nice to have a year where we can kind of sit back. I don't want to say relax, but kind of sit back a little bit. And
we've had that in other sports, and you're right. You go through those periods where you just need to have some time to let things sink in and, you know, figure themselves out.
Right, let the dust settle a little bit.
And that'll be good, I think, too, thinking about the student fans whose schools are playing in a bunch of things that last week in October, first part of November. It'll give them a great chance to go support their peers at a lot of different events if they're able to do that.
Yeah, we're hoping that'll give the fans a great experience at all those events that their student body will be participating in. It's going to lead up well into our state final week, you know, give our student athletes who are participating in the state finals maybe another day of rest to kind of get themselves back together. You let the coaching staff get themselves organized, which they always appreciate an extra day for that. This year at our state finals, it falls again on Veterans Day weekend. You know, we're excited to have our veterans in the crowd, and we love to honor those folks on the court during our national anthems. We did that last year, and we plan to do it again this year, but looking forward to a great postseason.
Good. It'll be here before we know it. We know that. That's for sure. You know, last question. We'll get you out of here on this, but one of the issues that facing all high school sports is sports specialization, and volleyball in particular has a long tradition of club programs and their influence on student athletes to play club at the expense of doing other things at their high school. So what I know you played college volleyball. What would you tell the high school student athlete listening to our interview today about sports specialization or maybe trying other things?
I think the experience that student athletes can get by involving themselves in multiple different sports and activities is invaluable. You're going to have different coaches who coach in different styles, and that's going to prepare you for your future outside of athletics when you're working for different bosses, you know, trying to figure out how they respond and react to different things. So, I mean, that's just one example. It also gives your body an opportunity to rest those volleyball-specific muscles and use basketball muscles or softball muscles or whatever it may be and really become a more balanced, well-rounded athlete. I think that's what multiple sport participation is going to give you, as opposed to just staying with one sport over and over. I think that those shoulders only have so many swings in them, and once you're out of swings, you're out of swings.
Exactly. Yep. Without a doubt. And you know, in the end, variety is the spice of life. So experience these things while you can. Well, Stacy, thanks for joining me on Happenings at 2715 this week. Here's hoping that the 2017 girls volleyball season is another successful one.
Thank you.
So on behalf of our entire production team here at the IHSA, thanks for listening to this edition of Happenings at 2715. We look forward to meeting you again over these same airwaves next week.